Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. This is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 1st, 2015. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you can guess what mostly aquatic insect is making these sounds. And here's a hint. Small, but with big impacts, there's nothing middling about these creatures, except part of their name. If you guessed midges, you're right. Specifically, those were swarming adults of one species of non-biting midges, technically called chironomids. Chironomids' immature forms, egg, larva, and pupa, develop in water. Winged adults emerge from water to live only a few days or weeks to form mating swarms, as you heard, and to lay eggs. Scientists classify chironomids as a family within the group of insects called true flies, which also includes mosquitoes, houseflies, and many other familiar insects. Chironomids aren't as well known as those everyday flies, but the family's aquatic significance is huge. With over 1,000 species, chironomids are North America's most diverse family of aquatic insects. They live on the bottom of all kinds of aquatic habitats, both freshwater and marine. And the number of individuals can reach the tens of thousands per square meter on the bottom of some water bodies, especially deep lakes. These and other factors make chironomids a key component of aquatic food webs, as they eat small organisms and bottom debris, and in turn are eaten by larger animals, including many kinds of fish. Chironomids can also help indicate the health of aquatic systems, because certain species are tolerant of poor environmental conditions, such as low dissolved oxygen. For example, bright red chironomids called bloodworms have blood hemoglobin that allows them to survive low dissolved oxygen. On land, chironomid adults don't bite humans or anything else, as the name non-biting midges indicates. But dense mating swarms can sometimes create a human nuisance, such as in July 2010 near Baltimore, Maryland, where a large swarm led one person to claim that every leaf of every tree was covered with midges. If you look underwater, you might be similarly impressed by nearly countless chironomids. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.